after spending so many years dedicated to their sport, it's very difficult to begin a new career or find new work after they've retired. And depending on the sport, they face many different struggles in order to transition into a post-sport career. What are these struggles and how can they be overcome? I'm joined by Associate Professor of Management Steve McKenna and Associate Professor of Human Resource Management Julia Richardson from Curtin University in Perth to talk a little bit more about this issue. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome, Ben.
And so from interviews that you've conducted with professional athletes, what were the most common problems faced upon retirement from professional sport?
Well, to be honest, Sam, there are actually a range of problems. It can be especially difficult if the retirement comes suddenly, perhaps through an injury. They often miss, obviously, the camaraderie. There's a loss of public identity. And also, there's trying to find a space where they can transfer the skills that they learned in the sport to the broader job marketplace.
And very recently, we had the Australian Open with Roger Federer saying that he may be retiring from tennis soon. How does, you know, the sort of fame and recognition athletes accrued, how do they deal with the loss of that sort of attention or position?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Sam, because one of the, obviously there's the elite sports people that have a great career, lots of public attention, and will actually be very wealthy when they retire. And then there are other sportsmen and women who really, over a course of career, are not retiring in a particularly wealthy state. So for them, it's much more difficult. So for the Roger Federers or Richie McCaws, for example, from a rugby example, you know, dealing with that that lack of attention and so on is probably more of an issue for them. And to be able to do that, you know, it's obviously going to be a lot to do with their psychological makeup, the extent to which they are able to deal with that mentally as much as anything else.
I think it's also, Sam, it's about the extent to which they have a broad support network and a diverse network. If they can try and craft other identities, have other interests outside their sport, which is often difficult given that they're required to have a primary focus on their sport. So it's about building an identity outside of their sport and beyond that, which is often very challenging.
And what are some of the most challenging sports to retire from? Because obviously different sports have different retirement ages and different sort of physiological effects you might have accrued over the course of a career.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. One of the areas we're primarily focused on high contact team sports. So, you know, Aussie rules football, rugby union, ice hockey from the North America. And clearly there, the brutality of those sports is really extensive. So we know from the research that there is a need for doing more work in particular types of sports because sports people retiring or ending their career in different sports will potentially have very different problems in how they deal with life going forward.
Because I think what you have to remember, Sam, is that in the high contact sports, it may well be that the injuries they sustained whilst they were playing will haunt them later on in life. Say, for example, problems with joints or you know, injuries of that nature, it will come back and haunt them later in life, so they have to be able to cater to that.
And it seems a little bit hard to understand how you might take skills learned in sport and apply them to something that isn't playing sport. But what kind of skills can people take from these careers to other things they might want to do?
Okay, Sam, I don't want to deflate you there, but that's the question we get all the time. Yeah, lots and lots. So we have things like leadership, we have team building, we have dealing with success very early on. We also have dealing with failure, we have commitment, we have communication, so there are masses. I think the trick, to be honest, Sam, is how can the athlete communicate the value of the skills that they learned whilst playing the sport to recruiters in the wider job marketplace. I think that is very challenging.
And what sort of support networks exist, especially for athletes in Australia and in these sports that you've been looking at? What kind of places have they found the most support and you know, after they've finished their career in their chosen field?
Good question.
Yeah. In Australia, Australia is well advanced in this area in terms of team sports, Sam, rugby union, Aussie rules and so on. They have very good structures in place within the clubs themselves. Personal development managers, whose a main part of their job is to help this transitioning process. So in recent years here in Australia, and certainly in other parts of the world, in the UK, in New Zealand, there's a well-developed structure that's put in place, particularly with team sports, to facilitate the movement of people out of that sport when they come to the end of their career. They help them with networking, they support their education, and so on. So there's more work to be done, but really at the moment there's a fabulous job being done within Australia in team sports, in any case, to support this transition.
And I think what's important to note about that, Sam, is that these personal development managers, they're supporting the players whilst they are playing. So it's not like they just step in upon retirement. They're there right from the beginning, encouraging them to pursue education whilst they're playing sport, diversify their networks and so forth. So I think in some sports and in some countries, they're well ahead of the game. I'd say Australia, New Zealand for sure. Maybe Canada has a bit of a way to go in terms of ice hockey.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. And I guess just one more question would be, how many people, again, on retirement, suffer sort of negative mental effects from this, or suffer quite a lot of stress as a result of this? And how many?
There are, we can't put an exact figure on it, Sam, but we know that clearly there are many cases of people who simply, for them, the transition is very difficult. I mean, we've interviewed people who've certainly been suicidal over their post-career life and had severe problems with drug and drink abuse and family issues. So it is a very important issue, and something that we, as part of our research, we really wanted to find out a lot more about.
But by the same token, Sam, I think what we read about in the newspapers, often tragic circumstances and so forth, that is an important point of concern. But I think we also have to be aware that many athletes go on to live very fulfilling lives afterwards, and maybe we can use them as examples. I think that's very important.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to
You're
tell
welcome,
us
Sam.
About it. Thank you. So